Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nearly every indoor mask mandate has been lifted for now. At the same time, Massachusetts COVID metrics are on the rise. The latest state public health data show the 7-day positive test rate is up to 4.56%. That's doubled in the last month. While deaths from the virus remain flat, some parents are worried about transmission among kids as they head back to school today from vacation week. So we're turning this morning to Dr. Sabrina Asumu, an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center and a professor of medicine at Boston University. She joins us now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Where do you think we are in the pandemic right now?
So overall, we are in a precarious time and we need to be cautious.
As I mentioned, April vacation week was last week for most schools in Massachusetts. Now students are going back. Do you think we'll see a spike in cases from that?
You know, it is possible. I mean, the increase in cases has already started. So, and now we're taking a time when we had people traveling maybe to other places in the country and coming back. So it is going to be very important that we use all the tools that we have available, including testing, including, you know, vaccinating as many people as possible. You know, there is a lag in having seen the impact of vaccination, but it is still really important that we continue to use all the tools that we have at our disposal to make sure that we don't have an increase in cases.
And do you think we're actually doing that, using those tools adequately?
So I think that a lot of the testing sites have been closing down. So that's been unfortunate. Fortunately, I know, and I'm talking as a parent, that we get rapid tests at home. And actually, we did test my daughter yesterday before going back to school today. So I think that we've done a good job of making testing available in certain settings, but we definitely need to be working on that and increasing the availability of testing to everyone.
So a week ago, a Florida judge struck down the federal mask mandate on public transportation, including airplanes and trains, and airlines and transit agencies quickly lifted their mandates. What do you think will be the impact of that move?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a little bit unfortunate that it happened so quickly. In the media, there was a lot of talk, and there's been a lot of talk about the impact on planes. But overall, in general, if you're not at the boarding area or in the security line, you know, planes are relatively safe because of the high ventilation filtration. What I worry most about as an infectious disease physician are the buses and the subways and other places that don't have as great ventilation and that are often used by people who are essential workers or who don't have other options. So I worry that we relatively quickly, especially at a time when we know that cases are increasing here in the Northeast, get rid of a very important measure that we have to curb, you know, the increase in cases that we were seeing. So I'm a little bit worried, and I hope that people will continue to mask even if it's not a requirement. I did hear some good news that on the T, at least, especially a lot of people were still masking. And I hope that will continue, especially at this time when we know that cases are starting to rise.
Do you mind if I ask where and when you are still masking in public places?
So I will first preface it by saying I'm an infectious disease physician, and I also have a 3-year-old who's not yet eligible to be vaccinated. So I am still masking an indoor public setting, especially now when we know that the test positivity rate is approximately 5%. So that is telling me that there is a lot of COVID out there right now.
Before I let you go, do you think you could do a little look ahead for us? Where do you think we're heading pandemic-wise over the rest of the spring?
So I'm hoping that the current increase that we're seeing is going to be just a bump and not a surge. And I'm hoping that we will peak by mid-May, end of May, and that June, July will be a better time. But again, that's not taking into account a new variant that could come and change that prediction. But this is also a time when we should continue to vaccinate as many people as possible so that we're ready for what is to come next.
Dr. Sabrina Asumu from the Boston Medical Center and BU School of Medicine, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to speak with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me on.